One of the biggest fears that many of us, if not most of us, have is the fear of being lonely. Not necessarily being alone, because there's a difference between being lonely and being alone. To some degree or another, all of us want to be appreciated and acknowledged and accepted, valued by others. For other people to understand and relate to our own struggles and difficulties that we go through on a daily basis. Some of you may know who Helen Keller was. Helen Keller. Because of a very devastating illness that she had when she was about 18 or 19 months old, for her entire life, Helen Keller was left entirely blind and deaf. She was trapped in a world where she couldn't communicate with others, except for a few hand signals with the family cook. And because of that, her family, when she was just 7 years old, asked a young woman who was 20 years old, Ann Sullivan, to work with young Helen, to help her as much as she could. Ann Sullivan spent years communicating with young Helen by tracing words in her hand, trying to communicate with her. Everything that Helen touched, everything that she ate, every person that she encountered was spelled out in her hand. Ann Sullivan was Helen's way out, to some degree. But for a very long time, Helen Keller was exasperated. She didn't know what to do. She was alone and she was afraid. She was frustrated. She was angry at the world. She was angry at her family. She was angry at herself. She was angry at Ann because she couldn't get it. She couldn't communicate with anybody. But despite failure after failure, months after months, year after year of trying, Ann Sullivan refused to give up on Helen. She kept spelling words into her hands. But one day there was a breakthrough moment, and it came as Helen was having water poured over her hand, and in her other hand, Ann Sullivan was tracing out the word water in her hand. Suddenly, in the blink of an eye, Helen got it. She understood that those seemingly insignificant scribbles, those random scribbles in her hand, meant something. They weren't just random. They meant something real. From that breakthrough moment onward, Helen's life would never be the same. And as you know, Helen Keller did so many great things in her life to support those who were disabled, to fight for workers' rights, and for many other noteworthy causes. The miracle that Ann Sullivan was able to work for Helen was that she was able to get Helen out of her world. She was able to identify with Helen to some degree. Today the church honors the baptism, recalls the baptism of Jesus, a day which marks the conclusion of the Christmas season. And tomorrow again, the church will already enter another year of ordinary time. Why is it appropriate, do you think, that the Christmas season ends with the baptism of Jesus? Well, the baptism of Jesus marks out, like his birth, like Christmas, marks out a new beginning. The baptism of Jesus marks out the beginning of Christ's public ministry. Just as his birth marked the beginning of his life on earth, so the baptism marks out the beginning of Christ's ministry in the world. Because Christ's entire mission, his entire reason for coming into this world was to meet you and me where we are in life, was to enter into our world, was to get us out of this way that we have lost, because we had lost our way. We had lost our way. The whole purpose of Jesus' baptism was to encounter us where we are, not where we want to be, but where we are. Like Ann Sullivan, who met and communicated and identified with Helen, Christ does the same with us. He does the exact same thing for you and me. He shows us the way not just by preaching to us, not just by speaking to us, not just by giving us some good words to follow, but by his own example has shown us the way, who by his own baptism has sanctified the very waters in which you and I were both baptized. Water is a funny thing. Because water can both kill, think of drowning, but water can also give life. The waters of Christ's baptism and the waters in which you were baptized did precisely both. It put an end to sin and to death and opened for us the path to new life. A path that we couldn't have made out for our own. We couldn't have done it ourselves. Christ's baptism reminds us this morning that regardless of how lonely and how isolated and how trapped we may feel in this world, we are never alone. Because we have a God who identifies with us so intimately, that he has entered upon and into our world to lead us on the path that will lead us to everlasting life.